Last October, a Brookfield spa worker was killed by her abusive husband with a gun he bought over the internet. Four people, including the shooter, died. The weapon, which was purchased over the internet, did not require a background check. Tony Gippard from the Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence says all gun purchasers should have background checks.
Because we've seen, frankly, too many cases where it appears that had a background check been required, that an abuser would not have gotten a gun or, at the very least, found it much more difficult to get a gun, and that might have made the difference to saving a life.
The Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence is not the first group to push for background checks of private gun sales and those at gun shows. Last July, the Wisconsin Police Chiefs Association also called for this. Their plea came after a national report showing police deaths for on-duty officers outnumbered motor vehicle accidents for the first time. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.